It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.
Well, it's going to be a wild evening here in Frenchburg. I can promise you that. The crowd's already rolling in as we get ready for the first game of a 61st District seed doubleheader. It's the girls' game first between the Menifee County Lady Cats, coached by Drew Swartz, 7-13 overall, 3-3 in the region, 0-3 in the district, against the Round County Lady Vikings, coached by Matt Stokes, 11-9 overall, 6-6 in the region, 2-2 in the 61st district, but the Lady Vikings have lost five in a row. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy for WIVY Sports, and it's going to be a good one. Menifee County, under his first year under Coach Swartz, they're playing with a little more enthusiasm, and they are certainly capable of beating anybody in this district. Round County, they need to get it back on the winning track. We'll come back with the lineups and more after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We just wanted to take some time to thank all our loyal customers for a wonderful 23 and wish you all the best in the new year. Winter is here and now is a good time to get ready. Big Four has all you need to stay warm, from pellets for your wood stove to the wood stove itself. We have all kinds of heaters, heat tapes, and so much more to keep you cozy and comfy. Get these projects started off right and come see us at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
After putting together a four-game winning streak back in January when the Menifee County Lady Cats defeated Scott County, Fairview, Elliott County, and Raceland, they've now dropped three in a row, all three of those here in the month of January, Bourbon County, Nicholas County, and Leslie County. For the Lady Cats, starting at a forward will be Peyton Burgess, a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 11 points and 11.9 rebounds per game. At another forward, Aubrey Golden, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 3 points and 3.5 rebounds. The guards will be J.C. Jevonen, a 5'3 sophomore, averages a team-high 14.5 points per game and 3.4 rebounds. Shaylin Baker, a 5'6 junior, averaging 13 points and 4.8 rebounds. And Kylie Hall, a 5'5 senior, averaging 8 points and 3.9 rebounds. Again, Burgess and Golden are the forwards. Jevonen, Baker, and Hall are the guards. For Round County, again, something that they are not real happy with, and that is a five-game losing streak to Madison Central, Nicholas County, Ashland Blazer, Bath County, and Fleming County. At one guard will be Diamond Wills, a 5'5 junior, averaging 11.1 points and 3.8 rebounds. At another guard, Kelby Ford, a 5'6 eighth grader, averaging 12.5 points and 4.6 rebounds. At another guard, Brinley Walker, a 5'8 freshman, averaging 7 points and 2.2 rebounds. The forwards, Lauren Easton, a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 3.6 points and 6.8 rebounds. And Olivia Beach, a 5'8 senior, averaging 7.4 points and 5.3 rebounds. So it's Wills, Ford, and Walker, the guards, Beach, and Easton, the forwards. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this on WIVY.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park. Power Star Tractors from Montgomery Tractor Sales have an unbeatable combination of power and utility with 69 to 100 PTO horsepower. Power Star Tractors will handle jobs in the field, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Increase your productivity with best-in-the-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort. Plus, choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your needs. Find your Power Star at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg. Round County Schools and St. Clair Regional Medical Center will be offering free sports physicals to any student in grades 2 through 12 on Monday, February 5th and Wednesday, February 21st. Those will be at Round County Senior High School from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Sign-ups will begin at 4:30 p.m. and the student must be signed in by 7:30. Students under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian present at the time of the physical. Physical forms will be available on-site, or you may visit Round County Schools' website at round.kyschools.us and click on Helpful Links and then Parents and Students and scroll to the bottom to print your own copy. If you have any questions, contact Renee Smith, Director of District Health Services, at 606-784-8928, extension 2020. This game is going to get underway a little late. I think Graham County's bus rolled in a few moments late, so it'll probably be at about maybe a quarter after, because we've still got the national anthem and the lineups to go. Do that. We'll check and see some of our other notes here. Other games in the area. Girls, Bath County is at Berea. West Carter is at Greenup County. East Carter is at Huntington Expression Prep. Russell is at Lewis County. Those are some of the games in the area. Also, you see Breathitt County is at Owsley County. And that's the most here in the region. Glance down another line of the games here. And that's it for this Tuesday night in this area in girls basketball. Over in boys play tonight, West Carter is at Boyd County. Mercer County is at East Jessamine. Greenup County is at East Carter. Russell is at Elliott County. Huntington Expression Prep is at Fairview. Franklin County is at George Rogers Clark. And Montgomery County is at Woodford County. These two teams met earlier this season back on December 12th. Round County won on their home floor, Warren H. Cooper Gym, 69-49. Again, this is the first of two. Still plenty of time for you to get out. Get over here. There's still some seats available. But there will be a dandy crowd here tonight in Frenchburg. Officiating crew, the referee is Davey Anderson. And the other two referees are Jeff Atkins and P.D. Harris II. Mentioned this a couple of times. P.D. Harris, quite an honor. Won the top football official in the state of Kentucky award for this year. Round County will dress in their road green uniforms, black lettering and black numbers. The Menifee County Lady Cats, white uniforms, home uniforms, green lettering, green numbers with black trim.
And there's something going on here. We're trying to figure out what this is going to be. Oh, they're going to bring out a large American flag for a part of this presentation.
He stands in the process of carrying a giant American flag onto the court.
That's exactly what they called it from the public address here, a giant American flag. So we'll be back with the start of this one after this break here on WIVY.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Brown County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
They brought an American flag out that completely covered the playing floor, and we had singing and playing of their national anthem, and now we're waiting for the starting lineups to be introduced. Not sure when that's going to take place. Well, we're sitting right beside the public address announcer, and he's finally.
We're going to get ready for our starting lineups. We're going to begin with the Round County Vikings. Number 24, Olivia Beach. Number 3, Lauren Easton. Number 14, Kelvin Ford. Number 32, Brindley Walker. And number one, Diamond Wills.
Round counties just we gave them to you, but we are now going with the lights down and spotlight on the floor. Both teams just the lineups as we were given earlier. Round County with its full cheerleading entourage here. And again, a great crowd. The Viking team just came in, sitting behind the Lady Viking bench down to our right. We're located back against the wall of the arena, right behind the two benches, and we have the Menifee County cheering section right below us, so we probably will get blocked a little bit in this game. It'll be Peyton Burgess to jump it up against Olivia Beach. Davey Anderson, the referee, basketball in hand. And at 6:16, we're going to get this one underway. Tap control by Beach to Walker. She's going to be double-teamed out front into Beach. Has it knocked away. Knocked out of bounds. Round County will have it. Quick pressure from Menifee County. Ford needs to inbound. Gets it out to Beach. Shot no good. Missed everything but the backboard. And here comes Menifee County. Shaylin Baker right down the middle of the floor. Loops it underneath. And Burgess. Goes up with a left-hand shot. Good. Round County back down 2-0 early in this one. Ford against the zone. Left side. Gets it straight away to Beach. Right side to Easton. Inside the wheels. And she drops it. Comes back up. Fumbles it. Finally, Easton gets it. Left side, Walker. Straight away between the rings to Wills. Right side, Easton in the corner. Kelby Ford, and then they'll work it around again. Left side, Wills. She goes baseline and drops it out of bounds. .658 to play in the first quarter. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. They tried a midcourt pass against pressure. Kelby Ford batted it out of bounds. Now, Callie Hall, rather. They'll get it inbounds. Jevonen with it. Now Hall. Back to Jevonen. Behind the arc, left corner. She's a good three-point shooter. Missed that one short. And the rebound's in Beach's hands. Gives it off to Kelby Ford. She's down the middle of the floor. Right side, Walker. Penetrates inside. Goes up and gets fouled. Foul will be on Hall, her first, the team's first. Bronny Walker, a 62% free throw shooter, will have a pair. Puts that one up. Good. Walker puts up the second one. It's good. First tie of the game is at 2. And we're 2 minutes in. Jevonen drives baseline quickly in front court. Comes back on the dribble against the Round County man-to-man. Jalen Baker tries to get it inside. Jumper. My goal is no good. Rebound forward. She comes out, gets bumped off the ball, and loses it. Well, that was a foul, but they didn't call it. Right in front of Davey Anderson. That's disappointing. Wills spills it right back. Goes under, just throws it up, and you're not going to get a foul or a bucket like that. And the rebound is off to Menifee County. Jevonen bounces it straight away to Burgess. Burgess off to Baker. She likes to take it to the glass. Right side, Jevonen. Back to Baker. Penetrates inside. Goes baseline, throws it up, has it partially blocked. Rebound goes down to Baker on baseline. She throws it up again, no good, and the rebound's off the Beach. Double dribble. Looked ahead, picked it up, then did not have the pass lane to Wills. three turnovers in the first 2 minutes and 24 seconds. Beach steals the inbounds pass. Off to Walker, missed a shot. And the rebound comes off to Golden. Jevin in front court, angles behind the arc straight away. Now moves back to the right. Goes all the way under to the baseline. Gives it back out to Hall. Hall has it knocked away by Wills. Manatee County will keep it. Hall. Gives it in to Burgess. He puts down the dribble. Right corner, Jevonen. Guarded by Easton. Puts down a dribble. Gets it out to Golden. Her jumper is a three-pointer, and it's good. Five to two, 4:35 now in the quarter. Easton off the wheel. Ford in the corner. To Easton, they run a loop for Will. She's behind the arc, but shoots up a three-pointer. Misses everything long, but Walker goes and gets it. She gets fouled by Burgess, her first, the team second. Kelby Ford will inbound. Inside the Beach, jumper in the lane, rolls in. Olivia Beach has her first two, and it's 5-4 Menifee County, and they work against the Round County Press. And it comes to Baker. And a timeout taken by Drew Schwartz, as Baker was in a time double team right in front of the Menifee County bench. Next game, the Menifee County Wildcats, coached by Derek Robinson, 7-13 overall, 4-4. In the region, and 1-2 in the 61st. They've lost four in a row against the Round County Vikings. 12-7 overall, 6-2 in the region, 2-1 in the 16th region, coached by Sean Thacker. Menifee County side backcourt. Round County drops back in to a, looks like a tandem 2-3 zone back in the front court. Walker is out on the point of the tandem 2-3. Wills is also out there. Jevonen needs help. Bounces it off to Baker. And hands it off to, all back to Baker. She goes behind the arc. Right side it goes. Three-pointer on the way by Golden. No good. Getting the rebound and putting it right back up and in is Burgess. Seven four. Menifee County. Round County back in front court against the Menifee County zone. Inside it goes to Wills, and she loses it, but they're going to give her a foul, and she'll shoot two shots. There's a little help there for Diamond Wills bailing her out. And Shaylin Baker will get the foul. Her first, team's third. Wills shoots the first one up. No good off the back of the iron. Wills a 67% free throw shooter. Second one up and good. 7-5, Menifee County. They're back in front court with it. Driving with it is Jevonen. Behind the arc, right side. Now Hall penetrates, tries to throw it inside. It's deflected. And who's going to come up with it? Walker. And she goes, tries to split a trap and throws it away. Baker back in front court. Up and under, no good. Rebound, putting it back in, is Burgess. She's done a heck of a job on the boards. .237 to go in the quarter, 9-5, Menifee County. That's their largest lead of the game in the corner. Got no good. And a foul call on Diamond Wills. Wow, some of these have been surprising fouls for sure. Both teams. Baker has it ahead in front court, up with a three-pointer. Good. Jalen Baker has her first points, and it's a seven-point lead for the Lady Cats. Walker right side penetrates inside the arc, loses it, goes back and gets it. Beach has it. She goes baseline, throws it up, does not even hit the rim, and here comes Jalen Baker with it. Pins a pass for J.C. Jevonen. She airmails her. Almost leaves the arena on the far side. First substitution for Menifee County is Trinity Blankenship. She checks in. And I believe it was Golden that's going to get a break. Easton right side Walker. She gets it back, tries a three-pointer, but it's way over the bucket. Just barely clips the rim and goes out of bounds, and Menifee County will play at the length of the floor. Into J.C. Jevonen against man-to-man full court pressure. Callie Hall across. Dirty by Wills, loses it, goes back and gets it on the logo. Hands it off to Burgess. Inside it goes to a cutting Jalen Baker, and she puts it up and in. 9-point lead for the Lady Cats. 14-5, minute 13 to go. Yeah. Walker, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound Beach, she walked with it. She and a Viking teammate bumped into one another, and she took extra steps. Brown County awaits at just a little beyond half court in the tandem 2-3 zone. Inside it goes to Burgess, kicked back out to Jevonen. Jevonen left side to Hall. She comes around, all the way around to the other side, penetrates, leaves it for Jevonen. She fumbles it, takes it to the free throw line, leaves it for Baker. She goes down the lane, has it stolen away by Ford, and it'll go out of bounds and go stay with the Menifee County Lady Cats. 36 seconds to go in the first quarter, 14-5, Menifee County leads. Hall gets it out deep to Baker. Lane was open. I thought she was going to take a quick dribble down there. Instead, she gives it out to Jevonen. Jevonen angles right. And 5-second call. Turnover gives it to Brown County. You guys made some mistakes, plus their shots have really not even been close with the exception of Beaches in the lane. And Easton throws it away. Baker steps in front of it, goes to the free throw line, up with a jumper, no good. Rebound Easton. She's coming off an 18-rebound game against Fleming County. Beach straightaway two-pointer, no good. And that's going to be the last bucket of the quarter. And at the end of one, it's Menifee County 14, Round County 5. Back after this on WIVY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product with equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Menifee County will have it to start period number two. Side court across the way. Round County's going to be in a man-to-man this trip down. Jevison angles right. Looks inside. Bounces it into Burgess. She puts it on the floor. It should be a tie-up. And Round County should get it right back. Lauren Easton doing the job defensively. Easton against the zone, angles right, hands it off to Beach. Easton takes it down the right side, comes back to the middle of the floor. I think he doesn't have a lot going on offensive-wise right now. Now Ford gets it. Spins around, off to Wills. Plus floated back to Easton. Corner Walker, three-pointer, no good. They can't buy one right now. The rebound comes off to Peyton Burgess. Jevin walks it across the Menifee County logo. Goes down the side to Blankenship. Throws it up, no good. Rebound by Walker. Walker down the middle of the floor. Penetrates in the lane. Picks it out in the corner. Wills goes underneath. Throws it up, no good. And rebounds off to Menifee County. Burgess has it. Kicks left. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Jevin. Rebound picked off by Baker. She steps behind the arc left side, knocks it down. And a 30-second timeout taken by Round County. 17-5, a 12-point lead for Round County, for Menifee County, and Round County just made wholesale substitutions. Cassie Perkins, Josie Furnish. Now we better quit guessing at that point because several are standing around together. Pretty sure Shayna Abbott is in there. That huddle. Olivia Burnett. And we're missing one. Might be 21 Bennett Thomas, and that's exactly who it is. Round County will bring it the length of the floor. Abbott moves with it. Gets it to Burnett, goes inside, drops it, turns it over. There's a lot of contact. I mean, there was some contact on the play, but that's not going to be a foul very often. And Shaylin Baker takes it all the way to the hole and puts it up and in. We've got 10 points here early in the second quarter, and it's a 14-point lead. Shot by Abbott, no good, blocked. Here comes Jevin with it. Fakes, goes underneath, has it blocked, but also a foul on probably Perkins. It is Perkins, her first. Team's first of the quarter. And Jevin, an 86% free throw shooter, will shoot two. That one rolls around and comes off. Aubrey Eisen comes in. And Burnett will sit down. Jevin. Up and no good. Rebound Eisen. He's in front court. Got a substitute for Menifee County. We'll get that for you in just a moment. Jumper is Thomas from the right side and long. The three-pointer no good. Goes to the corner out of bounds, and Round County will keep it. Yeah, Jaden Blevins in for Menifee County. Eisen, right side, thought about a three-pointer, now comes out on the dribble. Back it goes to Abbott. Shot up inside, no good. Rebound to Shaylin Baker. She's in front court, angles right, goes down the lane. Little floater up off the glass, good. 12 points for Baker. And a 16-point lead. Furnish in the corner. Three-pointer there, no good long. That was taken by Thomas. Round County gets the rebound. Ison will shoot a three-pointer. No good short. Furnish gets it, puts it up, misses the layup. And with the rebound is Burgess. Round County starters coming back to the bench. Scorer's bench, that is, to check in. Devin down the lane, puts it up and in. 23-5, 18-point lead for Menifee County. Perkins comes out on the dribble. Lays it off to Thomas. Eisen gets it. She goes inside, drops it. That's another turnover. And here comes, well, now they slow it down. Up deep with it is Burgess and hands it off to Jebedin. Jebedin gives it to Baker and gets it right back. Jebedin goes right, takes it to the lane, and loses it out of bounds. Might even give a blocked shot on that to either Perkins or to Abbott. Okay, Wills, Eastham, Ford, Beach, and Walker back in with 4:07 to go before halftime. Eastham, right side, Walker. All the way around the left side, Wills drives underneath. Gets it off to Ford. Ends around with Walker's hands, right side, three-pointer on the way, short. And rebound off to Menifee County. As Golden gets it. Hands off to Baker, and she brings it into front court. Goes right, takes it in the corner. Needs help, throws it in the hands of Lauren Eastham. Luke Eastham is bumped off the ball, and that'll be a foul. FL will go on Golden, her first, and the team's first of the quarter. Eastman with it. Ford gets it, comes around, goes in, leaves it out to Eastman. Off the Wills. Eastman, right side Walker. Wills. Eastham, they exchange. Wills, three-pointer right side, is no good short. And that's the ball that's off the hands of Round County. And it'll go to Menifee County. 3:05 to go, 3:06 to go before halftime. 23-5. The Lady Cats lead, and they have the basketball. Jebedin. Bounces inside to Baker. Baker works underneath. And they're going to call a foul on Kelby Ford. Looks like she was just holding her position. Baker was pushing her way in. Ball deflected by Beach out of bounds. Menifee County will inbound again. Ball into Golden. Kicks right side. Jebedin in the corner. Comes back out and hands it off to Hall. Jebedin back to the right. Runs in the corner. Stole by Ford and she's tackled. Shaylin Baker will get her second foul. Team second in the quarter. Baker will sit down with the two fouls, and back into the game is Blankenship. Against the zone, it's like a 1-3-1. Round County playing an odd front against the 1-3-1. Walker takes it inside, puts it up and in. She's got 4 points, cuts the lead to 16. Golden goes under, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Burgess. And she's tied up by Ford. Ford had a steal, but said there was simultaneous possession. Alternating possession gives it to Menifee. Can. Ball comes in, batted right back out of bounds by Brinley Walker. Hall to inbound. Gets it into Burgess. Burgess goes underneath. Pull throws it up. No good. Rebound Easton. She rebounded the ball with Golden wrapped around her, but they don't call a foul. Instead, they just let them work it out and then bring it up the court. Right side, Walker, three-pointer is no good. Well, she has gotten some great shots and just cannot get them to fall. Comes Kylie Hall. Hands off to Jevonen. Golden with it. And a foul on Brinley Walker. She ran over one of the Lady Cat players. Tracy Perkins comes in. Walker will sit down. Comes to Jevonen from Hall. She moves it straight away. Hall with it right side. Inside to a cutting Golden. Puts it up and in. 25-7. Under a minute to play in the half. Wills with it. Inside Ford has it batted away. Gets it off to Easton. Right side Perkins. Easton. Perkins. Inside to Ford. Puts it up. It won't fall, so she'll shoot two shots. Foul will go on Kylie Hall. That's her second. Team's third in the quarter. Kelby Ford will shoot two. They've not worked to get Kelby Ford any. I think she maybe had one shot in this half. She puts that one up and in. Josie Furnish will come back in and Beach will sit down. Defense! 34 seconds going there. Ford hits both free throws. 25-9. It comes to Jevonen. Left side it goes to Burgess. Burgess out high to Golden. Jevonen with 16 seconds to go. Off to Golden. Back to Jevonen. Goes right with it down in the lane. Fumbles it. Recovers it on the baseline. Gets open. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Easton. She tries a long desperation shot. No good. At the end of the first half, Menifee County in control, 25-9 over Round County. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Surprise the one you love with the gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Menifee County got off to a hot start in this one. The game was tied at 2. That was the only tie. And it was Menifee County all the way after that here in the first half, with the lead as much as 18 points. And it's at 16 right here at halftime, 25-9. Menifee County led 14-5 into the first quarter, and then outscored Round County 11-4 in the second for the 25-9 score. For the Lady Cats, leading all scorers in the game, Shaylin Baker with 12. 5 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers. 6 points for Peyton Burgess, 3 field goals. 5 points for Aubrey Golden, 2 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer. And 2 points for J.C. Jevin, 1 field goal and 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Menifee County, 11 field goals, 3 of them 3-pointers. 0 for 2 from the charity stripe and 25 points. For Round County, leading the way with 4 points, Brindley Walker, a field goal, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Olivia Beach, a first quarter field goal. 2 points for Kelby Ford, a second quarter pair of free throws. And Diamond Wills, 1 point, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 2 field goals for the Lady Vikings, neither a 3-pointer, 5 of 6 from the line, and 9 points. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving 3-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. We'll be back with more after this here on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cassie's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Back at the half, the impressive Menifee County Lady Cats team leading 25-9. I mentioned this once, we'll mention it throughout the evening. Round County Schools and St. Clair Regional Medical Center will be offering free sports physicals to any student in grades 2 through 12 on Monday, February 5th, and Wednesday, February 21st, at Round County Senior High School. From 5 p.m. until 8 p.m., with sign-ups beginning at 4:30, and students must be signed in at 7:30. Students under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian present at the time of the physical. Physical forms will be available on-site. You may visit Round County Schools' website at round.kyschools.us and click on Helpful Links and then Parents and Students and scroll to the bottom to print your own copy. If you have any questions, contact Renee Smith, Director of District Health Services, at 606-784-8928, extension 2020. And they will also be offering another free sports physical day in June of 2024. Under a minute to, before we begin play back here in the second half, a big hill to climb for Round County. They had the issue of making turnovers, and unfortunately, with the turnovers, even when they got good shots, they couldn't hit them. So. Menifee County's played a couple of defenses, primarily a 1-3-1 zone. And County didn't really match up with it the way you'd expect. They had a single front offense, and they'll have to come up with something else in this half. Menifee County team's physical, and when Round would take it in the lane, a lot of times they get bumped off the ball, and they're not going to call a lot of fouls on either team when that happens. Menifee County's already out. Round County running a little late. It'll be Round County's basketball to start the period. Wills has the basketball inbound against the 2-3 zone, maybe 1-2-2 zone this time. Ford penetrates, kicks out. Walker, open, misses everything. Ford tries to save it in, but it goes to Baker. Jalen Baker down the middle of the floor. Angles right with it and hands it behind herself to Hall. Hall comes out against the Round County man-to-man. And inside the Hall. She puts it up off the glass. Good. Haven, excuse me, Kelby Ford tried for a steal and just didn't get it. And Hall put it in. Ford, right side. Off to Wills, puts it up, no good. Round County has yet to hit a three-pointer. 27-9, 18-point lead. That matches the largest. Down the lane, Jevonen, and she's fouled. I'm not sure who that was on. I believe it was on Eastham. We'll have to go with that. The PA announcer couldn't see it either. Jevonen goes down the lane. Out in the corner to Hall. She comes around into the lane. And wasn't much of a foul, to be honest with you. I'm not sure about the call by P.D. Harris. But when you just reach in like that, even if you get all ball, a lot of times they're going to stick you with a foul. Got to move your feet. Get ahead of the player, and Hall will shoot two. That one's no good. 70% free throw shooter beginning this game. Comes up and good. Hall with all 3 points in this quarter. It's a 19-point lead. Walker, Ford, right corner, three-pointer, long. Going to get it. Baker beats everybody to it. And a timeout, 30-second timeout taken by Drew Schwartz, Menifee County coach, to try to avoid the turnover. And they'll have the basketball. 6:21 to go in the third quarter, 28-9. Next up will be the boys' action. Next up for the girls will be a game on Thursday, home against Lexington Catholic.
Hey, over here.
Inbounds, Menifee County with it. Jevonen working up the court. Right side is Hall. Baker gets it, goes baseline, puts it up and in. Jalen Baker with 14 points. It's a 21-point lead at 30-9. Walker. So, Ramon Will, she penetrates down the lane and lays it up, misses the layup. Getting the rebound, putting it in is Beach. Beach has four. First points of the half for Round County. 30-11, Menifee County leads. Baker takes it outside for Menifee County. Right corner, Jevonen. Three-pointer on the way. Bounces, no good. Rebound, Wills. Wills comes out on the dribble. Boats back out, gets it to Ford. Inside it goes to Beach. Spins in the lane up off the glass and misses it point blank. She hustles and gets her own rebound, but taken away by Burgess. Burgess gets it out to Jevonen. Jevonen walks it across Round County in a 1-2-2, a drop point zone, perhaps. Right side, Baker. Three-pointer off the glass, no good. And Easton has it. Left side, Walker. Penetrates baseline. Now comes back out. Inside has it knocked away and a foul called. Foul will be on Hall. Her third, team's first. Brown County will have it underneath their own basket. Perkins checks in for Walker. And it comes to Easton. Center face left. Up to Perkins. And up to Beach. Board. Well. Jumper from the baseline. Hits the side of the backboard. And the rebound comes off to Baker. Salem Baker down the middle of the floor. Kicks it left side to Jevin. Penetrates. Kick out to Golden. Salem Baker, three-pointer switch. You got 17. And that makes it a 22-point lead. 33-11. Ford. Penetrates in the lane. 14-foot jumper straight away. Off the iron. No good. And with the rebound is Burgess. She gives off to Jevonen. Jevonen walks it across the logo. Gives it up to Burgess. Straight away to Blankenship. Out deep to Golden. Throws it inside. And it gets all the way to Burgess, but she can't hit the shot. And here comes Wells. Gave it to Ford. Ford could not get the layup up. Ends up in the hands of Beach. And Beach will draw a foul. Foul's going to go on Shaylin Baker, and that's her third. She'll come out of the game. Into Baker. Knocked down. Fall away jumper, and she hits it. Beach has six. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Even 20-point lead for the Menifee County Lady Cats. Inside to Burgess, back out to Jevonen. Now off the Blankenship, counting in its zone. Right side, Golden. Inside it goes. A foul called on Easton. Her second. Menifee County will have it under their own basket. Jevonen gets it in, guarded man-to-man by Walker. Takes it out between the circles. Into the left elbow. Kicks it out in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Swish by Blankenship. 36-13. Perkins inside the Beach. Jumper left side, bounces in. Beach stepping up, but a lot of stepping up needed. 36-15. Jevonen bounces it to Burgess. Shot no good. Beach gets the rebound. Off to Haven Ford. She goes under and gets knocked down. Foul will go on Burgess, her second. Ford will shoot two. Puts it up, no good, short. Second free throw, good. 3 points for Ford. Mount County is not pressing. Now they're going to press three-quarter court. Across the timeline. Golden with it, right side. Knocked away. Picks it up. Ball's loose on the floor, and who's going to get it? It's going to be a tie-up. And it'll be Fleming County basketball. County Man is going to come out and force the action a little bit. Walker. With it is Devin. Throws it off forward out of bounds when she's in a trap. Ball comes in to Peyton Burgess. It goes to Blevins. Blevins gets it in the corner. Jumper there is good by Golden. 38-16. Ford gets it right side, puts it up, rims out, no good. Burgess gets the rebound. Brown steals it in backcourt. Walker goes under and is fouled. Foul's going to be on Burgess, her third. Two free throws for Brindley Walker. Free throw up. Good. 5 points for Walker. Beach will get a break, and then we'll come furnish for round count. Walker pushes the next one up, but comes Blevins with it across the timeline, has it deflected, and Furnish is going to come up with the steal. Off to Easton. Left side it goes to Wells, and she's fouled. Foul will be on J.C. Devin, her first. Wills will shoot a couple. We've got 34.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wills puts it up. Good. Wills is next. Puts it up. Good. 38-20, 34.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hall in the backcourt. Bounces ahead, and it's a turnover. Round County will get it with 28.4 seconds to go. Wells off the four, 24 seconds. Wells in the corner. Walker penetrates in the lane, goes up with it, not hit, count it, and she'll go to the line. I don't guess he's going to announce the fouls anymore. 38-22 the score. There is a foul on, not sure. Signal was really quick and hidden. Walker puts it up and in. Ahead to Burgess with 16 seconds. It's a 15-point lead. Traveling with it is J.C. Jevin. Puts it up. A tough foul call there. Yes, it's going to be on Furnish. Her first. Jevin puts it up and in. Nine point 4 seconds. And that one's good. That was a big foul right there. Brent County could have caught him back. They could have cut it way down. Scored three-pointer right wing. Bounces, no good. Rebound, Easton. She was fouled. Jeff Atkins just didn't call it. 40-23. Menifee County leads it at the end of the third quarter. We'll be back with fourth quarter action after this on WIVY.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Brown County will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Wills to Walker. And Wills gets it back. Penetrates baseline. It goes to Ford, and she cannot get it to fall. But it's knocked out of bounds by Menifee County. Brown County will keep it. Ford gets it in to Easton. A foul on the floor. Golden. Her second. Ford. Walker goes down the lane, puts it up, and gets fouled. That'll be on Golden. Her third. Walker will shoot two. Walker puts it up, rolls around, and goes in. Crossing the timeline is Jevonen. Same spot a while ago. She threw it off Kelby Ford's leg. And they keep it. Here comes to Baker. Baker moves down the lane. Falls away. No good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Burgess. Jevonen down the sideline to Hall. Burgess, around the right side, Baker, three-pointer on the way, no good, but all the rebounds are going to Menifee County. Hall goes baseline, throws it inside, Burgess puts it up, no good, and Ford gets the rebound. Ford in front court. Easton, right side, Walker, goes up, misses it, and the rebound's off to Menifee County. A lot of contact, but if you don't get it to the rim, they're usually not going to call a foul. Baker to Jevonen. And Wills gets a foul on the far side. And the ball comes to Blankenship. She angles right with it. Throws it to the middle of the floor, right into the hands of Kelby Ford. She's going to go in there, put it up. No good. Rebound by Wills. Shot up, no good. Wills gets it. It's knocked away from her out of bounds. Well, the student body, this cheering section, has gotten bored, and all they know about right now is standing up and walking. So we're having to weave and bob. for that. Forward. End of each. Right side wheels. Underneath, puts it up, no good. And it's knocked out of bounds. Round County will keep it. Ford needs help. Into Eastham. Out to wheels, back into Eastham. She'll go around, put it up, no good, but she got fouled. I'm going Burgess, that's her fourth. And Eastham will have two. They're kind of getting some opportunities to score with the clock stopped. They're down by 15, down by 14 as Eastham knocks it in. Golden comes back in with her three fouls, and Burgess will sit down with four. Next free throw for Eastham. No good. Wow. Missed everything. 6:02. Play in the final quarter, 40-26. Menifee County leads. Round County boys will play the Menifee County Wildcats next. Oh, Jebina. Oh, stolen away by Ford. She goes under, puts it up and in. Leads down to 12. Baker circles into the front court. Foul on Kelby Ford is her second. Ball comes into Golden. Golden has it knocked away. Beach will go and get it. Ahead to Diamond Wills. Right side Walker puts it up, no good. Rebound Beach goes up, no good, but there's a foul. And with students jumping up in front, we didn't get who it was on. Beach will shoot two. And this is the free throw. Wow, Grand County still 5:22 to go in this game. If they could just take advantage of what's going on right now, they can get to hit their free throws and just make the easy shots. Beach hits it. And a timeout taken by Menifee County as the lead is down to 11 with 5:22 to go. This is going to be a full timeout. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Menifee County will have the basketball. 5:22 to go with an 11-point lead. The lead has been as much as 22. That was back in the third quarter. Round County has whittled it down. Round County's pressure is going to be at three-quarter court. And it comes to Jevena. Back to Baker. Across the timeline. The Hall. Hall penetrates in the lane, throws it. Deflected out of bounds by Wills. And Menifee County will inbound under their own basket. Hall. And the Baker. Maker comes out on the dribble. Jevin now has it. And a foul call. They ignored a couple of push-offs, and now they hit Walker with her foul. Second. Menifee County will have it under their own basket with Kylie Hall to inbound. Comes out deep to Golden. Off to Jevonen. Baseline with it is Blankenship, deflecting and stolen by Beach. Beach needs to slow it down right now. They don't have the... Actually, but Walker has it, and she loses it. Going to be a jump ball. Going to be Menifee County ball. Brindley tried to go through three defenders there, and that was never going to work. Menifee comes back with it, down to 4.5 minutes. Brown needs to continue this gradual chipping away. Baker down the lane, kicks far right to Blankenship. Jevin now ends up with it straight away. Golden in the corner to Baker. She goes under, puts it up and in. Ford drives baseline, spins, puts it up, falls down, didn't get fouled, it's hit the bottom of the back of the rim, and here they come back. Baker off to Jevin. 42-29, 3:48 to go, and Jevin takes it to the hole, puts it up and in. Ford, three-pointer right side, misses badly off to the left. And here comes Menifee County. Hall across the timeline. Back to Jevin. Hall, cross-court pass, almost intercepted by Baker gets it, excuse me. She picks it up, needs help, gets it off, and Brindley Walker has it. Gives it ahead to Easton. Off it goes to Beach. Jumper, 10-footer right side. No good. Menifee County gets it. Menifee County back in front court in under 3 minutes to go now. Leads back to 15. Hall. Goes under. Puts it up. No good. A rebound. Jevin just out hustled everybody for it. Oh, throws it away. It'll be Round County basketball. Perkins in and Walker out. Furnish in and Beach out. Round County played really hard those last few minutes. A couple players getting a break, but we approach the two-minute mark. Can't hold the dribble, right side forward. Gets it, left side, Easton. Off to Perkins, Easton will take a three-pointer, good. And a full timeout will be taken by Round County. 44-32, 12-point lead for Menifee County. 2:12 to go, and we'll be back after this.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable gaming license 001694.
Menifee County will play at length of the floor. Menifee County needs a quick couple of steals. Here, they've had a bunch of steals and just have not been able to convert enough shots. Ball into Shaylin Baker. Comes out on the dribble. Stops left side and comes back outside to Hall. Throws it away. And kind of gets it side back court. Walker comes in. Furnish goes out. And Kenny cannot wait for the perfect shot. The one who gets open is going to have to take it. Will Walker. Right corner goes to Perkins. Took too long to get the shot off. Twirled it around in her hands and shot in it. By that time, Peyton Burgess had blocked it up into the third row. Ford gets it in. Inside to... That was into... We were blocked. That was Eastham. They kicked it out for a jumper by Perkins. No good. And Menifee County gets the rebound. Minute 35 to go. Hall gets it to Jalen Baker. Off to Hall. Cross court to Baker. Minute 24. Baker goes in the free throw line. Back out to Jebedin. Easton fouls. I don't think they're at the line yet. Put it on Easton. I have hers at her third. One more free throw before Round County can make them shoot. Baker drives underneath, all the way under the goal and back out the other side. Hands off to Jebedin. And stolen by Wills and throws it away. Turned into a baseball or softball pass, if you will. Intended for Ford, but it was way behind her. Ball comes into Golden. Gets it ahead to Burgess. Puts it up and in. 50 seconds to go. 46-32 the score. Wills. Ford. Three-pointer Ford. Good. In backcourt, Jebedin breaks the press and fouled by Easton. At the free throw line. And hitting the free throw is Jebedin. It's one more. Next one up. Rolls around, comes out. Easton has the rebound. Bounces it off to Walker. Cross court pass to Ford. It goes to Wills, puts it up. She's fouled. 25.7 seconds to go. That will be on Hall. I've got that as her fourth. Wills will shoot a couple. Puts it up. Good. Free throw up. No good. Rebound. Burgess. Burgess gets it ahead to Jalen Baker. Penetrates in the lane, now back out. 13 seconds, they really shouldn't foul anymore. This one is going to be over. And it is over. Final score, Menifee County 47, Round County 36, in the first game of a 61st District doubleheader here at in Frenchburg. And Menifee County goes to 8-13 on the season, 4-3 in the region, and 1-3 in the district. Round County falls to 11-10. Overall, 6-7 in the region, and 2-3 in the district, and they lose for the sixth game in a row. Menifee County Lady Cats applauding their fans, and their fans applauding them. And we'll come back and wrap this one up in just a moment here on WIBY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force bouncing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line-X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park. Standings in the 61st District girls race now. Fleming County 3-1, Bath County 3-2, Round County 2-3, and Menifee County 1-3. The game was tied once at 2, and after the teams exchanged buckets, Menifee County took the lead for good, leading by as many as 22 points. For Menifee County, 19 points for Shaylen Baker, 8 points for Peyton Burgess, 7 points each for J.C. Jevonen and Aubrey Golden, and 3 points for Trinity Bishop, Blankenship, I'm sorry. For Round County, 11 points for Brindley Walker, 9 for Olivia Beach, 8 for Kelby Ford, and 4 points for Lauren Eastham and Diamond Wills. Our St. Clair Healthcare Round County Player of the Game is going to go to Lauren Eastham. She only had 4 points but led the team in rebounds.
in several other categories. So Lauren Easton is the St. Clair Healthcare Brown County Player of the Game. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. We'll go away for a few moments and then come back with the boys' contest. Again, in this one, a great game by the Menifee County Lady Cats as they defeat Brown County 47-36. We'll be back with you in a few moments right here on WIVY.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Niff, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.